Sister Clementine gonna commit her right back. Seven workings of the Spirit takes away her life, breath, for the people she's gonna serve, and put her down in the waters, body of Jesus on her face, wash it away her life and her body. Bring her up with her face and her life set towards the people of God. Your plan. Oh, I lay this evangelist right down on her face. Baptize her into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her face and her life, and rising with your heavenly life and your heavenly face set towards your people. Just lay her right down there and feel it go right into that body. Oh! I'm a confession of faith now in Him. Oh. Now, since most of you have gotten over your scare, you first started out, the Lord just let you think this was sort of a ceremony thing. Until you saw the first ones hit that water on her face. Then you begin to change your mind a little bit about it. You know what this is? This is the heavenly order. He said, you shall commit them unto me by the Spirit and the water. Just like I said in John, the third chapter, birth by the Spirit and the water. That when you commit them unto me, that I grab hold of them. He spoke some pretty terrible things. He said, they better not wiggle then. Oh! What? He said, they wiggle, I'm gonna let you know about it. And said, I'm gonna speak through you, and their wiggling gonna stop. Oh! He said, all this thing about you having to go around during the restoration time and stay continually looking in the Spirit at the people, and all her faults, and all her shortcomings, and all her disobedience. He said, uh-huh. He said, not anymore. Said, you put them on the heavenly order. You just rest. But I tell you. Committed unto Him. I feel Him just move you up there. Unto Him. My life, my body, my mind, my soul, half been swallowed up in him. So I rest in faith, simply breathing, my Father hath all been committed to you. I'm baptizing on his face towards the west. You say, well, that's towards the east. No, we came into south gates. Towards the west, looking towards Egypt and the lost people, washing away his life again for the lost people. Because you have to give your life before you can, it's a rule of God, before you can ever salvage anyone's life, you must give your life, Father. Did you know this? It's a rule of God. If we established it through Jesus. Before you can ever save anybody, you've got to give your life. And then I turn around, they're my suffering. I give my life and I turn around and allow you, through love and obedience and faith, to give yours. And then you have power to remit sins or to retain them. And through you, I take power. You can save folks or you can damn them. Terrible, but that's the way it is. Right down on his face, Lord Jesus. Oh, in the your west gate of your body. Ooh. Washing away his life and his face towards the lost people. Rising with your life and power. Lay him right down on the face. Oh, I am persuaded that he's able to keep all that I've committed unto him and to preserve it blameless forever and ever. To him be glory, honor, and power and life. Amen. Jesus, baptize this, your evangelist, down on her face, into the west gate of the water of your body, setting her face towards the lost people, washing away her life and her face for the lost people to which you will send her to, rising with your life, your healing and your power set towards the lost of Egypt. Lay her right down on her face. Which I have committed unto him, and that all he requires of me is a simple confession hath been kept. Wise and great in your understanding, but be wise and great in the faith that is in him. Try not to keep yourself with all your strugglings and striving, but like a child unto their father. Father, I hath been kept. Oh, 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 oh. Lord Jesus. Hath been kept my mind in your mind. My voice in your voice hath been kept. My heart, my love hath been kept. My whole body, my soul, and my being by you, my great Father, hath been kept and preserved blameless, swallowed up in your life forever and ever. Power and glory and honor, amen. Over the beast and over Satan that tries to defile the mind of men and paint himself as the Creator God and make you think you have to keep yourself in him. He's a great Creator God, the Creator of the universe. Why he holds the stars in his hand. And he keeps the old universe, the little world and all, and preserves it in order, just like he wants it. So why should I, a little puny man, try to keep an ability and hold on to him with my hand. When my hand are weak and my ability does waver, so I just commit by faith my life into him. Strength can I give him? What can I profit him with all my vain word? Of course, the answer is simple. I can profit him nothing except to use my body to live his life through me. Thank you. ruin, doing just what you see me doing now. Maybe I'm not even moving my feet, but inside I am drunk, just like you see me now. And the great God of heaven, that whom I have committed my body, moves in my mind with his thoughts and revelations. Why, if I should tell you all the mysteries you have in store, it'd scare every one of you to death, you'd run away. Because the greatness of the Lord God is now ready to be revealed in man, and the earth and the universe shall be amazed at him. Faith in him. Why should you struggle? Try to offer him your little puny words, when all he wants is to possess your life. Do you feel it? It is his method to keep you drunk while you're listening. He reached out and trapped you, even in your weakness. All your great love for you makes him draw you to him. father. Half men kept my voice in your voice. I rest in you. Feel him just renew that small enough when you do that. Oh, 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 that's it, angel. Let her rip. Oh. Gonna stop a lot of y'all from seeking after knowledge now. Go to seeking after the one who gave that knowledge. Then you won't be deceived by the thing that's coming through me. Think there's some work of some great man. They come the working of the Spirit. Through a mind that's kept by the Lord, made sound by him, know nothing of my own works whatsoever. Just a little secret that I learned, that he was the great God of the universe. And that through Jesus Christ, he said, you believe in the creator God of the universe, believe also in me, and said, I'll just carry you right to him. And then you and I both, through me, you'll know the Father, and you and I both will rejoice when he gets through with you, because he's going to keep you, holding you right there in his life. What can I say to these things? Don't have any works, doesn't have anything to offer. That's all right, you're dead. Oh, you're yet dead in your sin. Come right on. Not your business. Clean yourself up. Said, while you're yet dead in your sins, I quicken you, bring you alive within. And I do the cleansing. Oh, well, how in the world am I ever going to be able to be raised up together with you, Lord? And that's all right. Said, even while you're still yet dead in your sins, I've already raised you up, made you sit together in heavenly places in me. Things already prepared there for you. All you have to do is just make your little simple confession of faith. Come as a little child. Said, even though you be a great big fat man in body, that little simple confession of faith, I'll just swallow you right up. He's a great God. Even the little puny earth. So why should I not trust him with my little life of flesh, blood, and bone, and rest in his ability to keep it and preserve it?
Cheers.
golden girdle.
A golden girdle.
Around your chest.
Around your chest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
their God. They shall be my people. Father gave me.
Swing.
so perfect.
From the sun,
the glory from the sun.
Father gives.
sun.
Raptor.
chest, around your chest.
The anointing power,
the anointing power
of the Holy Ghost,
of the Holy Ghost,
hath wrapped around,
hath wrapped around,
now living inside my chest.